back. I'm off my jack. Keep your hands off my stack. Money is a hit. Don't give me back to good, good bullshit. I'm in the
Hi, this is Stephen Vincent. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Freedom Message. Today's top news, the offices of the Liberty Dollar have been raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. They've been raided and closed. All of their inventory has been confiscated, and their bank account has been freezed. So we're going to read for you the media that we have available so far on this. The report was initiated by the gentleman who is responsible for the Liberty Dollar. And we're going to, for those of you who do not know what the Liberty Dollar is, we're going to be getting into that. Bernard von Nothaus. Bernard von Nothaus sent out an email this morning and advised people that the Liberty Dollar had in fact been raided by the FBI. And let me go ahead and read the content of that email for you. I'll have that for you in just a moment. From the Liberty Dollar headquarters, dear Liberty Dollar supporters, I sincerely regret to inform you that at about 8 a.m. this morning, a dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville. For approximately 6 hours, they took all the gold, all the silver, all the platinum, and almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars that were just delivered last Friday. They also took all the files, all the computers, and froze our bank accounts. We have no money, we have no products, we have no records to even know what was ordered or what you are owed. We have nothing but the will to push forward and overcome this massive assault on our liberty and our right to have real money as defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded by the fake government money. But to make matters worse, all the gold and silver that backs up the paper certificates and digital currency held in the vault at Sunshine Mint has also been confiscated. Even the dies for the mint, for minting the gold and silver liberties have been taken. This in spite of the fact that Edmund C. Moy, the director of the Mint, acknowledged in a letter to a U.S. senator that the paper certificates did not violate Section 486 and were not illegal. But the FBI and services took all the paper currency, too. The possibility of such action was the reason the Liberty Dollar was designed, so that the vast majority of the money was in specie form and in the people's hands. Of the 20 million Liberty Dollars, only about a million is in paper or digital form. I regret that if you are due an order. It may be some time until it is filled, if ever. It now all depends upon our actions. Everyone who has an unfilled order or who has digital or paper currency should band together for a class action suit and demand redemption. We cannot allow the government to steal our money. Please don't let this happen. Many of you read the articles quoting the government and Federal Reserve officials that the Liberty Dollar was legal. You did nothing wrong. You are legally entitled to your property. Let's use this terrible act to band together and further our goal to return America to a value-based currency. Please click here to sign up for a class action lawsuit and get your property back. Thanks again for your support at this darkest time as the damn government and their dollar sinks to a new low. Bernard von Nothaus. So, this has been reported in various blogs and also the company, the Liberty Dollar Company, is based in Evansville, Illinois, and the Evansville Courier and Press has written an article. I'll read it for you. The Liberty Dollar office raided. The future of an Evansville-based company that produces a private, voluntary barter currency known as the Liberty Dollar is in question, after federal agents raided the facility this week, according to an email sent by its founder. Federal officials reportedly raided the group's headquarters, located in a strip mall at 225 North Stockwell Road, early Wednesday morning, and seized documents and precious metals. FBI agent Wendy Osborne, a spokeswoman for the FBI's Indianapolis office, directed all questions on the raid to the Western District of North Carolina U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm going to go and do a search for that, and we're going to go ahead and call that office online and see what kind of information we can get. A spokeswoman there said she had no information on the investigation. That's interesting. Bernard von Nothaus, the group's monetary architect and the author of the email, did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment. Von Nothaus developed the Liberty Dollar in 1998 as an inflation-proof alternative currency to the U.S. dollar, which he has claimed has devalued since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913. The silver medallions are produced by a private mint in Idaho on behalf of Evansville-based Liberty Services, which also issues paper notes, which the group says are backed by silver reserves. Liberty Dollar employees were at the office this morning cleaning up after the raid. They referred all questions to von Nothaus. According to the email, about a dozen agents arrived Wednesday morning and seized gold, silver, platinum, and nearly 2 tons of recently delivered Ron Paul dollars. They also took all the files, all the computers, and froze the group's bank account, the email said. It goes on mostly to repeat everything that Mr. von Nothaus said in his email. And I did actually attempt to call several times to their offices, left a message, and there is no one answering at this time. So this does appear to be confirmed. We're going to go into why this is significant. It is a significant event. The most significant part of this is that apparently they've broken no law, none that we can distinguish. So, let's go ahead and call the United States Attorney's Office in North Carolina and see if we can get them on the phone and see if they have an explanation. Here we go. I got the number right here. I'm going to type it in and see if we can get something out of them about why this happened, because there's no indication of what charge. Now, one is assuming that the charge is counterfeit. But from what I've been able to gather from the website, that...
You have reached the United States Attorney's Office for the Western District of North Carolina. Our office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through
Friday.
I'm
on the East Coast. This is West Coast. This is East Coast.
If you know the individual's last name, please dial pound and up.
I'm sorry? Okay, so their office is closed. All right. If anybody has any information on this, please go ahead and do call into the show and share what you have learned about this developing story. The number to call in, I'm going to put it up on the screen for you, is 888-228-4494, 888-228-4494. Go ahead and give a call if you have any information, if you'd like to discuss the implications of this significant event. I'm going to play for you a piece of video, several pieces of video. First is apparently just a segment of a documentary put together by the Liberty Dollar people that explains just what the Liberty Dollar is and how it works. And we're going to There's a lot we're going to dig into here, but let's play this just by way of introduction.
Tender money production in this country. There are also people who are trying to take making money into their own hands.
25.
Meet the man behind the American Liberty Dollar.
My name is Bernard von Nothaus. And I'm the person who designed and developed the Liberty Dollar.
So what exactly is it? The Liberty Dollar is an alternative form of currency created by a national nonprofit called NorFed. It began with the notion that Americans want a currency owned by the people, not the Federal Reserve. Something they can trust that is 100% backed and redeemable for silver and gold.
Where the Federal Reserve dollar is not backed up by anything, the Liberty Dollar is backed up by 1 ounce of silver.
In America's not-so-distant past, currency was backed by actual gold or silver. That era ended when Kennedy abolished the silver standard. Now, money's value lies solely in a government promise, making the Liberty Dollar more attractive to many. But is it legal?
Absolutely no doubt about that. But it's interesting how many well-informed people don't understand that anybody can go out and make their own money.
It's legal to make it and legal to spend it. No laws prohibit making your own money and exchanging it for goods and services.
While people might choose to use them within their own community, they're not recognized, and nor, if they were ever deposited here, would not be recognized and given credit for.
The Liberty Dollar can only be used if a business or individual is willing to accept it. So what happens when you take it to the street?
Oh, yeah. Hi. I'd like to have 2 turkey and Swiss and 1 ham and Swiss. I have a $10 silver.
What is this?
It's a new $10 silver piece.
Hold on. I'm trying to see what this is.
Just like that. Used every day throughout America. Washington, District of Criminals. Now, I have the paper money, but I have a new silver $10 piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
whoa. What do you think? Looking pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a nice day.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now, there are more than 5 million Liberty Dollars in circulation, with over 50,000 users.
It's just amazing, because most people think that people won't accept the currency. But the reality is, after 5 years of doing this, people take the currency readily.
And Liberty Dollar supporters are stationed all over the country. Here in Berryville, Arkansas, Wayne Hicks is the regional currency office operator.
When you have a money that is backed by a commodity that has an intrinsic value, a real value, you have money that can never be completely worthless.
His office wall lists everyone in town who accepts it. From the butcher to the baker, Berryville is booming with Liberty Dollar merchants.
What we're finding is that the local mom-and-pop stores, the small merchants, they are growing now because the Liberty Dollar's in town.
20?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Like some silver.
Okay, you want low on silver today?
From D.C. to the Ozarks, the Liberty Dollar is making headway by popularity and by those stopping to pay attention to the principle behind it.
I think we should all be concerned about our money. But unfortunately, most people never even consider the value of money. By and large, money is a topic that's just left.
So there you have a piece of a news report or documentary on the Liberty Dollar. And what this goes to is the sound money issue, the issue of fiat currency and the Federal Reserve that is perhaps at the core of the Ron Paul campaign and the Ron Paul revolution. As we all know, Ron Paul is an Austrian economist. And Austrian economics believes in money backed by precious metals. And that is the money that is constitutionally mandated, that our currency shall be a unit of gold or silver. And that ended in 1913 with the establishment of the Federal Reserve, which began to issue Federal Reserve notes, which over a period of time increasingly became backed by less and less and less actual value in the form of precious metals. Until right now, it's backed by absolutely nothing except the full faith and credit of the United States of America, which has become increasingly questionable given the condition of the economy and the amazing debt load that has been foisted upon us, the American people. So this issue is about sound money versus fiat money. Now, we don't yet know what they're being charged with, which is pretty amazing, because one would think that if you're going to raid somebody's office, you're going to have to charge them with something. And we don't yet know what the charges are, if any. If they've even been told what the charges are, one would have to assume it's counterfeiting. In other words, it seems that this is an attempt for the government to establish that there shall be the use of no other currency in the United States of America other than fiat dollars issued by the Federal Reserve Bank. This is a police action to enforce that, apparently. We're really going to be interested to hear what the government has to say about this. And you can be sure that this is a story that I will be covering on the Freedom Message extensively. Now, you'll also want to understand this event in the light of the homegrown terrorism and Violent Radicalization Prevention Act, because an attempt here to even paint, however illegally, paint people that are in favor of sound money as criminals, as counterfeiters, runs very parallel and dovetails quite nicely with the attempt to paint sections of the population as either terrorists or in a process of being violently radicalized. So this is all happening all at the same time. Cannot be a mistake. There are certain forces in government that certainly want to paint certain ways of thought about money, about government, as outside the norm and as an internal threat. We're seeing the very beginnings now. Well, I shouldn't say the beginnings. The beginnings go way back, but we're seeing a certain acceleration to the next level of the manufacturing of the image of an internal threat. So they have the external threat. They have, of course, you know, the boogeyman, Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, who's probably dead, and now they're manufacturing the internal threat. So we need to keep our eyes on this very closely. That is what I think goes to the heart of this action today by the federal government. There are some other blogs and reports about it, but they don't seem to really add anything substantive to the story as we know it so far. And again, if anybody knows just what's going on there and what's any information behind this issue, go ahead and call the number on your screen and tell us what you know, or give your opinion about what you think the significance of this is. 888-228-4494. Today's a good day for me to take a call. Not a lot of Ron Paul video. It seems as though Ron Paul has been on a bit of a vacation for the last couple of days. He hasn't been doing any interviews. He hasn't been doing any radio or television appearances. There haven't been any real television news reports in the last couple of days. And, you know, God bless him. He definitely needs some time off. So there's not a lot in the way of media to show you. Let me go ahead and play you the next piece of video that I have with relevant to the Ron Paul Liberty Dollar. Now, it is curious that this happened just days after a huge shipment of Ron Paul silver dollars arrived at the Liberty Dollar offices. So they issued a silver dollar in Ron Paul's honor, and gosh, you know, I thought it would be nice to have one, and I never got around to getting one. I feel bad about that now. But this is Mr. Von House talking about the Ron Paul dollar, and I'll go ahead and play that for you.
I'm the monetary architect who designed and developed the Liberty Dollar. Why? Because when I discovered the truth, I realized that the truth was not enough. I realized that we needed a solution. I realized that the truth was not enough. I realized the country's monetary system. So I developed the Liberty Dollar, America's inflation-proof currency, the first non-government currency ever based completely on gold and silver, the first currency whose value is actually determined by the people who use it. The Liberty Dollar, just like the Fiat Empire video, is a result of a lot of hard work. But neither of them will matter unless the most important part, that part, is you. Truth without action dies. The great American experiment is already dying. You can see signs of it everywhere. As the evil Fiat Empire grows, we the people lose. The most obvious is what the government calls inflation. Yes, there are higher prices, but that is not inflation. The truth is that it's theft. It's theft of your purchasing power, theft of your dreams, theft of your children's finances to attend the best school, theft of your ability to provide for yourself, for your retirement, your medical, even your life. The truth is that the fiat evil empire is destroying America. I invite you to join Ed Griffin, myself, and over 100,000 other Americans who are already using 20 million Liberty Dollars. The truth cries out for you to take two actions. The first, the solution to the fiat empire is real money. Real money is the real solution. I pray that you will start using more Liberty Dollars. It will protect your purchasing power. It pays you a commission so you profit. Please take action with the new gold and silver solution to the evil fiat empire. Plus, it's fun, it's profitable to use, and it's good for America. Second, looking for a candidate? I pray that you will support the only presidential candidate who speaks the truth. Yes, we all know politicians are pathological. and a secret weapon to win. So the Volunteer Network created the Ron Paul dollar in pure gold, silver, and copper to generate more donations for Ron Paul and to put more real money in the people's hands. It is the time to return our country to the values that made it great. It's time for constitutionalism. The Ron Paul dollar is not only the most valuable and daring weapon against the lies of the fiat empire, it is the honest campaign tool that can put an honest man in the White House for a change. But nothing happens without you taking action. The Liberty Dollar cannot right our country's monetary ills without you. Congressman Ron Paul cannot be elected without you. You are the most important person in this election. Please take action. Join the excitement. Tell your friends about the truth. Tell your friends about the Liberty Dollar. Vote for truth. Vote for Ron Paul for president. Thank you.
So there was Bernard Von Haus talking about the Ron Paul Liberty Dollar. And again, a really serious attack on freedom, I think we can say that today. We don't know the reason why the government hasn't commented yet on the raid. Now, it's interesting that there was a raid, but there were no arrests that we know of. No one was arrested. So it's also a egregious misuse of government power, of police power, to raid and confiscate materials and not charge anybody with it, with a crime. One would assume that there needs to be probable cause of some sort of crime having been committed before they can simply just walk into your business, confiscate your entire inventory, and walk out with it. That sounds to me like theft. So there's a lot that we don't know here, but the whole thing pretty much stinks to high heaven. I think we can say that without any question whatsoever. So I'd love to take a call from listeners if you're out there and you want to chat about this. I think this is something worth talking about. 888-228-4494, 888-228-4494. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the other news that's going on right now. Another thing, well, this actually flows into the next. This is a thread going on out there. Okay, we're in the process of the beginning stages of a democratic revolution. Democratic in the sense of that people are involving themselves, which is sort of the essence of the word democratic. And the old guard is trying to figure out what to do and how to fight back. So yesterday we played that clip from Mr. Glenn Beck, in which he paints Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters as terrorists or potential terrorists. We have the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act ramming its way through Congress right now in the House of Representatives, passed 404-6. Now in the Senate, they're having committee hearings. Reported to you, I believe, on Friday that in the committee hearings they were trying to paint 9/11 truthers as a radicalized segment. And of course, there's one of the goals of the Homegrown Terrorism and Violent Radicalization Prevention Act is to give the government this power to sort of paint and declare an entire segment of the population or an entire belief system to be that of homegrown terrorists or of representing a process of violent radicalization. And now we're seeing that. One wonders, how and when will that be applied to the freedom message and to the freedom movement? And are we starting to see the beginnings of that now? So we have this raid today against people who, as far as I can tell from what I've perused, have not violated any law, even by the government's own admission. There is no law against circulating a currency as long as two people agree to accept it in exchange for whatever they agree on. There is no law that says Federal Reserve notes are the only legal tender that can be used, the only means of exchange that can be used. There is no law. Now, where have we heard that phrase before? There is no law. There is no law that says you have to file an IRS income tax either. There is no law that says you have to pay federal income tax. It doesn't seem that the government really cares whether there is a law or isn't, as long as through their propaganda arm, the establishment media, they can affix in people's minds the idea that something is either lawful or unlawful, then they seem to be comfortable with taking whatever police action, armed force action against the American people to enforce their monopoly on the creation of money in this case. Now, it's worth going back. That report mentioned, the report that I played first mentioned that Kennedy abolished the silver standard, and I'd like to research that a little bit because actually I do not believe that's accurate. And matter of fact, Kennedy issued silver certificates. Certificates which were backed fully by silver in the U.S. Treasury vaults. And it's often suspected or often speculated that one of the reasons why Kennedy was assassinated was that he was making various attempts to reestablish sound money, that being just one of the actions that he had taken. And he issued silver dollars and silver certificates. So he was trying to break the grip of the central bank, of the Federal Reserve. So it's reasonable to expect now, at this moment, when the U.S. dollar is plummeting, it is absolutely just tanking, that they would be fighting back. And right now, we're seeing different threads developing in this political battle. We're seeing the threat of the homegrown terrorism angle. We're seeing the attack on the 9/11 truth people and trying to paint them as potential homegrown terrorists or representing a violent radicalization mindset. Now that seems to be shifted over to the people that are in favor of sound money, and the classification of that now as criminal and as counterfeiting. That's my guess is the approach that it's going to be taken. This is counterfeiting. That's what we're going to be hearing. And won't that be interesting? Just as an aside, because I think we can clearly say that what is counterfeit is the U.S. dollar. That's counterfeit. That's just paper with ink on it and a gun standing behind it. That's counterfeiting. Making something out of thin air and passing it off as something real. That's counterfeiting. Silver and gold, my friends, is real. Okay? It's legal tender, even according to the Constitution, especially according to the Constitution. So, this brings us to the theme of Ron Paul, white supremacism, and the Jewish issue. And it's been bubbling the last few days, last week, few weeks, especially since the November 5th event, okay? Now, of course, I've left that out. We have the attempt to link Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters with Guy Fawkes v. the terrorism angle as a result of the poor judgment used by some Ron Paul supporters in selecting November 5th and those images and historical characters as images for that fundraising effort. Now, we're paying the price for that, and that is being used to also maneuver Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters into the camp of potential terrorists and the theme of violent radicalization. So, we also heard after that somehow some white supremacist donated $500 to Ron Paul. And then we heard that Ron Paul hadn't returned the money. And then we've got an article today from JTA. And now, this is some kind of Jewish news service. And it says ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, plans to ask ADL taking concerns to Ron Paul. This is significant. If ADL, these guys are heavy, okay? If they are starting to target Ron Paul, that is when we know we're in the stage where they're fighting back. Remember the maxim from Gandhi. First, they ignore you. Then, they laugh at you. Then they fight you, and then you win. So we're in the fight you stage right now. They ain't laughing anymore, and they sure as heck aren't ignoring us. So let's see. I haven't read this fully yet, so let's have a read of this. ADL taking concerns to Ron Paul. The Anti-Defamation League plans to ask Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul to distance himself from extremist groups. Paul, a U.S. congressman from Texas, has come under fire for the support his campaign has enjoyed from leading white supremacist and neo-Nazi groups. His campaign reportedly has accepted a donation from Don Black, the owner of the white supremacist website Stormfront. Sites for several extremist groups also feature prominent links supporting Paul's candidacy. ADL's Assistant Director of Civil Rights, Stephen Freeman, told JTA his organization planned to communicate with Paul privately and urge him to distance himself from those groups. If he doesn't do that, then we will decide what we're going to say publicly about it, Freeman said. Paul thus far has refused to return the campaign contribution from Black. In response to a question from a reporter for Reason magazine, a campaign spokesperson said, if people who hold views that the candidate doesn't agree with and they give to us, that's their loss. The ADL previously has taken candidates to task for their ties to supremacist groups. Last year, the organization slammed Larry Darby, a Democratic candidate for Attorney General in Alabama, after he attended a meeting of the National Vanguard, a splinter group of the National Alliance. Darby was defeated. In October 2001, the ADL commended the New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani for rejecting a $10 million donation to a 9/11 relief fund from Saudi Prince Alawid bin Talal. Giuliani, like Paul, is a Republican presidential candidate. Wow. Where do I begin? No, make no mistake about it, guys. This is serious. This is the ADL here. When they start making noise, it generates news, and you know it's not going to be good. And B, it means that the establishment is fighting back. Congressman Paul has come under fire. Well, he actually hasn't. It's barely been mentioned. It's not made the news. There's been a few little articles here and there. Very minimal. Okay? So to say that he has come under fire is just a misrepresentation. Okay? There have been reports on the matter. That's about the most we could say. That for the support his campaign has enjoyed from leading white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups, has enjoyed. Okay, I don't somehow see Ron Paul, Lou Moore, and Kent Snyder kicking back with their heels up on their desks and saying, wow, it's so great that we're getting this support from leading white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups. We're really enjoying that. Don't think so. Sounds like they may have received some contributions, and as far as we know, one contribution from a neo-Nazi group or a supremacist group. Now, sites for several extremist groups also feature prominent links supporting Paul's candidacy. Not much that Ron Paul can do about that. You know, you could run whatever website you want and decide you like something and put up a link. You can't do anything about that. Not even worth bringing up. Now, here's my opinion. If it were me, and it was found that somebody donated $500 to my campaign, and this person is a neo-Nazi and a known leader of a white supremacist group, I would return the money. There would be no question about that. That would be, to me, common sense. For God's sake, it's $500. It ain't going to make or break you. The fact that they didn't immediately return the money, frankly, disturbs me. It's not intelligent. It's stupid. Return the damn money. Now, you could have done it right away on your own, but now we're going to have to lose face because it's going to look like you were pressured into doing it. So, poor judgment on the part of the campaign there. Return the damn money. Now, as far as distancing the campaign from these kinds of groups, one hates to be pressured into, and one hates to be obligated to defend oneself from a position that one does not take. So there's nothing in Ron Paul or his supporters or in anything associated with the campaign that has anything whatsoever to do with white supremacism and neo-Nazis, so that we need to stay. I don't even need to be on this program talking about it. I mean, it's completely unnecessary. I guarantee if you dig deep enough, you're going to find white supremacists for just about every candidate out there, or some group. Okay, there are some kind of crazy, whacked out groups supporting Hillary Clinton right now. Guaranteed you're going to find links to her from all kinds of out there fringe stuff. Barack Obama, any of them. Rudy Giuliani, name it. Do a little digging, you're going to find some nutcase who likes them for their own reasons. So why aren't they explaining themselves? No, it's Ron Paul that has to explain himself for something he has nothing to do with. Obviously, it's an attack. Okay? We can assume that. Good. So, ADL going on the attack against Ron Paul. JewishJournal.com. Now, this is in Los Angeles, and I have yet to read this article, as I often I'm reading these articles for the first time with you, because I just frankly do not have time. I have about barely enough time to put the report together. Sometimes I'm listening to the clips for the first time with you. So what I have for you today here is the JewishJournal.com, their Nation and the World section, and the title is "The Few, the Proud, the Jews for Ron Paul." Nice picture of Ron Paul. Maybe this isn't a negative article. So let's have a look about it. Jim Perry, a 22-year-old libertarian, made a name for himself in college when, shortly after moving to New Hampshire to live free or die, he strapped a gun to his side and marched into a local Borders bookstore, proceeded to rip up a copy of his Massachusetts income tax return. That sort of fighting spirit is a job requirement in his new post, executive director of the group Jews for Ron Paul. Paul's candidacy was dismissed early on due to his support from white supremacist, libertarian, and other fringe groups. Okay, I'm just going to read it, and I'll get back to that. But the campaign has begun to pick up steam on college campuses and on the internet, in part due to his staunch anti-war stance. A longtime Texas congressman, Paul raised $4.2 million on November 5th from 37,000 individual donors who agreed to give as part of a money bomb on Guy Fawkes Day, the anniversary of the failed plot of a British mercenary to kill King James I in 1605. In September, he announced that he'd brought in $5.2 million in the previous 3 months, putting him ahead of John McCain in the Republican money race. Even as Paul makes headway in some circles, organized Jewish support for his Republican presidential bid is nearly non-existent, thanks to the candidate's long-standing stance against providing foreign aid, including U.S. assistance to Israel. There's another issue that's been coming up lately about Ron Paul's position on Israel. He's against foreign aid in general, and that just includes Israel. And last month, the Republican Jewish Coalition pointedly did not invite him to participate in its candidates' forum. Again, I reported that that was due to his position on Israel. His reported support from extremist groups hasn't helped him win favor among Jews. Still, Paul commands a loyal, albeit small, Jewish following. This Jewish support has followed the same pattern as Paul's backing from other groups, coming from out-of-the-way places on the internet and taking mainstream media and political organizations by surprise. In addition to Perry's Jews for Paul, there is Zionists for Ron Paul, an outfit launched by Yehuda Hakonin, an American immigrant to Israel, and some of his friends back in the United States. Some of Paul's Jewish supporters believe that it would be best for Israel if the United States kept out of Jerusalem's affairs. There are also those who believe that American aid to Israel is dangerous because it feeds the perception that Jews wield too much influence over U.S. foreign policy. Quote, many of us believe the current relationship between the United States and Israel is a very unhealthy relationship, like that of a man and a concubine or a slave and master, Hakonin said. While traveling from Washington to New Hampshire to campaign earlier this month, Paul provided a statement to JTA explaining his position on Israel. Quote, I support free trade and friendship with all nations, meaning that my administration would treat Israel as a friend and trading partner. Americans would be encouraged to travel and trade with Israel, Paul said. Quote, our foreign military aid to Israel is actually more like corporate welfare to the U.S. military-industrial complex, as Israel is forced to purchase only U.S. products with the assistance. We send almost twice as much aid to other countries in the Middle East, which only ensures increased militarization and the drive toward war. In fact, end quote, combined U.S. aid to Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, and other friendly Arab nations is roughly commensurate with the $2.4 billion military aid package Israel currently gets. Quote, we have adopted a foreign policy that has left Israel surrounded by militaristic nations while undermining Israel's sovereignty by demanding that its foreign and defense policies be essentially pre-approved in Washington, end quote. Paul is an obstetrician from the small town of Lake Jackson, Texas, who served in Congress in the 1970s and 1980s as a libertarian, then worked as a doctor before returning to Congress in 1997 as a Republican. He is fiercely pro-life and opposed to gun control, believes American monetary policy must be reconnected to the gold standard, and advocates an isolationist foreign policy. Paul's campaign manager, Lou Moore, deflected questions about Paul's support from neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups. Quote, Ron Paul has beliefs that resonate with people. He empowers an individual's right to free association. A lot of people like that, Moore said. He does not believe in foreign aid going to any nation, but that does not have anything to do with individual groups, end quote. Moore said he has visited the website Jews for Ron Paul but hasn't worked with the group and doesn't know anything about the size of its membership. The Paul campaign, he added, was disappointed but not surprised that Paul hadn't been invited to speak at the recent Republican Jewish Coalition Forum. The campaign manager also said that he knew of no Jewish groups that had asked Paul to speak. The RJC's spokeswoman said that Paul's isolationist stance contradicts her group's belief in strengthening U.S. ties with Israel. RJC would be Republican Jewish Coalition or something like that. Yes, Republican Jewish Coalition. Paul's consistent record of voting against aid to Israel was a factor in the group's decision not to invite the candidate, Suzanne Kurtz said. For Jews for Ron Paul, Perry, an Orthodox Jew, there is a connection between his own religious beliefs about personal responsibility and the libertarian philosophy underpinning Paul's candidacy. It's the idea that people are meant to be equal and free in a just society. Those are the same things that draw me to be an observant Orthodox Jew, said Perry, who commands an internet forum whose advisors include political and law professors spanning the country. I believe Judaism puts strong emphasis on individual meaning, personal responsibility, he said, adding that God calls us to take responsibility for our own actions. Hakonin acknowledged that Paul's followers include groups that might make Jews uncomfortable, but he sees the campaign as an effort to broadly redefine the American political landscape. Despite his enthusiasm, Hakonin is not getting his hopes up about the GOP candidate's chances. I can see how people might dismiss him, Hakonin said. He's not going to win. That from the LA Jewish Journal. So, you know, I guess it's not a horrible attack, but there's certainly some inaccuracies or certain misperceptions there. And, you know, I wouldn't go as far to call it a neutral article, but certainly not that bad. And then there's another piece here from a gay website, and this is called PrideSource.com. White Supremacists Rallying Around Ron Paul's Presidential Campaign by Todd A. Haywood. Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul, whose long-shot campaign has been gaining media attention in recent days, apparently has the support of an unusual constituency, the white supremacist movement. Stormfront.org, a white supremacy website, as well as others such as WhiteWorldNews.com, have actively supported Paul's bid for the presidency, including directing donors to his campaign. Stormfront has also endorsed Paul for president. Once in a great while, a presidential candidate is presented to us, a candidate who not only speaks to us, but for us. I am supporting Ron Paul in his run for the presidency, the Stormfront endorsement says. The endorsement praises Paul's plan to reduce taxes, close the borders, and eliminate trade deals such as NAFTA. Whatever organization you belong to, remember first and foremost that you are a white nationalist, the endorsement continues. Put your differences with one another aside and work together. Work together to strive to get someone in the Oval Office who agrees with much of what we want for our future. Look at the man, look at the issues, look at the future. Vote for Ron Paul 2008. The white supremacy movement directs potential donors to the independent thisnovember5th.com website, which is a fundraising mechanism for the Paul campaign. No, it is not. The website netted Paul $4.2 million from 37,000 people on November 5th, a record amount. The Paul campaign on Thursday announced it had refunded 3,000 of the millions of dollars it had received November 5th. The money was donated on stolen credit cards in sums of $5 per card. There was no indication, however, that white supremacists were involved in the stolen card donation. ThisNovember5th.com was created in memory of Guy Fawkes' gunpowder plot in England in 1608, etc., etc., etc. Jesse Benton, communications director for Ron Paul and for president, said he was unaware of the existence of Stormfront until a few days ago. The Stormfront radio endorsed Paul in mid-October. As for what the campaign will do for the supremacist donations, Benton said white supremacists are wasting their money on Paul. A physician and longtime congressman from Texas. You're not in the business of trying to track who is giving us money. If they want to waste their money on us, we will take it and use it to promote freedom and individual rights, not their agenda. There is no indication that Paul has courted right-wing support, but a wide array of white supremacist and neo-Nazi groups have backed him nonetheless, and there have been rumors about right-wing support in the blogosphere for months. On October 4th, Will Williams, A former leader of the National Alliance, a neo-Nazi group, posted on the neo-Nazi Vanguard News Network that white supremacy supporters should support Paul for president. And there's a long quote from the neo-Nazi. There's more, but there's a whole lot more, actually. This seems to be an attempt to compile everything possible into a single article about Ron Paul and the so-called link to white supremacism. So this is yet another thread in this entire attempt to link Ron Paul and his candidacy to elements and thought processes that will eventually be deemed terrorist, or if not terrorist, a process of violent radicalization. It all kind of flows together and dovetails together. So we need to keep our eyes on this. This is the political battle that we're taking right now. On bbsradio.com, you're going to go ahead and wrap up and go to your next program. If you'd like to stay with the broadcast, just go to www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com, ronpaulfreedommessage.com, and you can watch the show for the next few minutes while I run through a couple of more reports.